Down by the toe of Louisiana's boot, Bayou Grand Liard used to be surrounded by solid land.
You know, I have talked to people who say that their fathers and grandfathers used to come out here and hunt rabbits. Now you see it's all open water.
Chuck Paradin is a spokesman for the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority of Louisiana.
We're taking what used to be land and marsh, went back into open water, and now we have made it back into land.
Creating land where there's open water seems like an impossible task, but the basic idea is relatively simple. Get a bunch of sand, pile it in the water. Finding that sand and transporting it, that's the hard part.
We are on the C.R. McCaskill. It's a giant dredge boat. We're in the Gulf of Mexico, just off the shore of Schofield Island.
That's about an hour offshore. The bridge of the McCaskill looks like the Starship Enterprise. Dozens of screens surround the captain's chair, flashing vital data. Looking out the front window, you can see cables and a large pipe reaching down to the gulf bottom 35 feet below. The McCaskill mines the sand that becomes the base of the new marsh.
In front of us, and reaching down to the bottom of the Gulf Shore, is what we call a cutterhead. It's kind of like a big pine cone, a big, strong metal pine cone that turns and churns up the sand and sediment that's at the bottom of the gulf.
That sediment is then sucked into a pipeline that winds its way for 9 miles back on shore to Bayou Grand Liard.
Where we're traveling along right now, you can see the brown earthen containment dikes. We built the containment dikes, and then on the inside, that used to be open water like we're traversing right now, we pump in sediment and build up the land so the marsh can grow.
Filling in these containment pens isn't the end of the project, though.
It's like the heavy lifting kind of stuff, the heavy equipment out here, you're pumping the material in, and we'll come back and do vegetative plantings to help kickstart the ecological function of the site.
Kimberly Clements works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the federal sponsor for this project.
This project was $44 million. This is a Coastal Wetlands Plan and Protection Restoration Act project, shortly known as CWPRA.
These restoration projects have a strategy to them. CPRA doesn't just go around creating marsh willy-nilly. Before the Bayou Grand Liard project, the state built a sort of perimeter system out of the barrier island chain along Louisiana's coast.
The reconstruction of our barrier islands, phenomenal. They had wasted away to nothing. Now they're big and beefy and substantial. This is really, really important in establishing the perimeter.
Having that buffer is key to preventing waves and hurricanes from destroying the relatively fragile interior marsh.
We build protection, but then the ecosystem actually is protection for the protection.
And we need all the protection we can get. Louisiana loses, on average, a football field of wetlands every 45 minutes. Paradin says CPRA is doing everything they can to combat that.
So far, we have created more than 34,000 football fields of land in coastal Louisiana.
This project will contribute another 660. But to protect the entire coast, that's not enough.
That is a marvelous, very expensive way of creating hundreds of acres of land. But the basin, we need hundreds and thousands of square miles of land. And that's going to take more than dredges and pipes.
To create that much land, the state wants to build sediment diversions. Sediment from the Mississippi River created much of South Louisiana over thousands of years. Sediment diversions mimic that land building process on smaller scales. But a decision on whether or not to move forward with diversions won't be made until the Mississippi River Hydrodynamic and Delta Modeling Study is completed at the end of this year. For WRKF News, I'm Nick Jansen.